from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Shooting deaths in South Carolina and the country mourns. The white suspect in the massacre of a historic black church in South Carolina is scheduled to make a court appearance today for a bail hearing as federal authorities continue to investigate the killings as a possible hate crime. 21-year-old Dylan Roth was flown back to South Carolina Thursday in the custody of the FBI. He had driven to North Carolina after allegedly murdering 9 worshipers, including an 87-year-old woman, and wounding 3 more inside the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston on Wednesday. Vigils for the victims are being held throughout the country. Susan Butler attended one in Philadelphia. We'll have more on that report in a little while. Police say Roth walked into the church and sat quietly for an hour during a Bible study before standing up and saying he had to kill black people. Pope Francis called on the world Thursday to combat global warming that says he is leading the earth to environmental ruin. Pope Francis issued a landmark letter to Catholics, called an encyclical backing scientific evidence that climate change is mostly caused by human activity. He said this could lead to an unprecedented destruction of ecosystems in this century. Francis called for an end to what he said is a culturally perverse economic system in which wealthy countries exploit the poor, leaving the earth looking more and more like an immense pile of filth. Militants from Boko Haram have killed at least 38 people in raids on 2 villages in Niger's Diffa region. The attack marks the latest attempt by the Nigeria-based insurgents to strike inside neighboring countries that have joined the Nigerian military's attempt to quash the group. Earlier this week, authorities in Chad blamed the group for 2 suicide bombings in the capital that left at least 33 people dead. Cameroon's economy is on its knees as the Central African nation suffers the worst power outages since independence. Huge consignments of goods, some destined for landlocked countries like Central African Republic, Chad, and Sudan, have been stockpiled at the Douala seaport for more than 6 weeks now. Cameroon lawmakers are asking for investigations, even though the main energy supplier says poor rains are to blame. Moki Edwin Kinseka reports from Cameroon's largest city of Douala.
Cameroonian lawmaker Walang Richard says his country is hurting and that he is pressing for a parliamentary commission to inquire into the epileptic power supply.
If you look at the country today, everybody is crying to have a giant water project that we are putting on. But immediately the light goes off, there is no water. These are things that are really creating problems. Take, for instance, children who are struggling to write exams and they are reading. Suddenly like that, you see, the light goes off.
As to when the supply will be restored, Cameroon is in the dark. Moki Edwin Kinseka for VOA News, Douala.
European Union finance ministers met in Luxembourg today ahead of an emergency summit on Greece on Monday. Eurozone finance ministers did not have a breakthrough one day earlier on a cash for reform agreement with Greece. After the Friday meeting, top EU finance officials said the Greek finance minister did not present proposals they had anticipated. Lisa Bryant has more.
Eurozone officials urged Greece to seize a last chance in resolving the debt crisis, saying the next move was up to Athens. Eurogroup President Jeroen Dijsselbloem delivered that message at a news conference in Luxembourg after hours of inconclusive talks with the Greek finance minister.
It is really up to them to submit new proposals, additional proposals in the coming days. As of today, it is still possible to find an agreement.
European and IMF officials said they had been flexible, but the Greek government failed to offer credible proposals in return. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Military officials in Pakistan say at least 20 militants were killed on Friday in airstrikes against suspected insurgent hideouts in a northwestern border region. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.